The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
With a few great exceptions, a cappella singing has been a pretty insular world for a long time. But these are banner days for a cappella. The vocal group Pentatonix has won 2 Grammys and is nominated for a 3rd at next month's awards. The comedy Pitch Perfect about a college a cappella group was a hit with a couple of sequels. And there's a musical on Broadway right now written by Kristen Anderson Lopez that's sung entirely by the cast without any instruments at all. That's a first. A cappella never went away exactly, but it's definitely having some sort of comeback. And the New Yorker's Gia Tolentino recently spent an afternoon trying to find out just why.
So Kristen Anderson Lopez co-wrote the music for Frozen. You know, Let It Go, which is the song that she and her husband won an Academy Award for.
It is a hard song. It is a very, very hard song.
She has a ton of stuff going on. She is currently working on Frozen 2, the sequel, adapting Frozen for Broadway. But she also recently wrote a musical called In Transit, which takes place entirely on the New York City subway.
Just look at all these people.
The reason we put it in the subway is it started as a bunch of songs about what it was like to live in New York and struggle in New York. And very quickly we realized we're all connected by a subway, but we are all also really fighting similar obstacles, and the subway was a perfect metaphor for those obstacles.
In Transit is the first Broadway musical to be performed completely without instruments. It's all a cappella, which is something that I have a secret and shameful treasure trove of knowledge about. Kristen wrote In Transit with 3 of her old friends.
We started as an a cappella group. We were put together as an a cappella group.
What was its name?
Oh, it was called Bob Ross Juice Box, because we were drinking beer and we were all talking about, like, what are things that we love that have gone away? And Bob Ross was one of them. Like, we all really connected with watching Bob Ross paint happy little trees.
You know who Bob Ross is, the big hair, the blue shirt, the easel. Bob Ross Juice Box is squarely within the a cappella name genre, in which the more wordplay you have, the better.
Desk can't be happening.
Oh, yeah. So good. There was one in my college called Who's in Treble.
I liked unaccompanied minors.
That's really good.
For kids like who are in high school. Mm-hmm. That was a fun one.
So part of my attraction to In Transit was me trying to revisit my past as a college a cappella singer and devotee. And I've been trying to figure out the nature of my, it's so cheesy, it's so fun, it's such a strange pastime. But anyway, I think a lot of people come out of college a cappella, you know, with conflicting feelings about it.
No, I mean, I think it has become a guilty pleasure. I think Pitch Perfect tried to explore that in the first one, certainly. Actually, in all of them, it tries to say, oh, we all know this is, like, sometimes it is the worst of not only being incredibly cheesy and thinking you're cool. That's the worst part, is that it's a bunch of people. When you're doing like, I'm just like, you can call me Al comes to mind right now. Like when you're like, ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba, and you think you're so cool up there, and you are as dorky as you can possibly be. And I think as the world becomes increasingly digital, I think we are longing for something that is completely human and in the moment. And if I had to say why now, it's that our music is more and more produced. So to experience just human voices in a room making music, I mean, I might go even as far as to say there's something built into humans that needs singing, and the little bit of drum is the beatbox.
Yeah. Can you beatbox?
I'm horrible.
I'm awesome.
That's it. That's all I got.
So part of the defining element, I think, of singing with people in an a cappella group is that you get really bonded to them in a way that is hard to explain, and it's cathartic in a way that I think
I read an article about this. There's neuroscience behind that. It turns out that if you are in a room singing harmony, we release the neurotransmitters serotonin and oxytocin, which are responsible for happiness, elevated mood levels, and bonding. Oxytocin is what you release when you are nursing a baby. And you, as humans, like humans have this release of these neurotransmitters, and you're creating something. I think that it's the anti-irony in a time that's increasingly ironic.
A cappella is the anti-irony is true. That's so true, yeah. What was your favorite solo you ever sung?
My signature solo was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that was fun. It had just the right range for me. Do you want me to do it? Like, okay, I gotta... So you think you can love me and then in my eyes. So you think you can hurt and then leave me to die.
That part rules.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Yeah, a dork singing this. This is not Freddie Mercury. But it was fun. What was your signature solo?
Oh, man. I sang... So I'm like, how can I evaporate before I have to do this? I sang that Regina Spektor song, Fidelity, which is so embarrassing.
How does it go? I can't recall it.
I can't sing it right
now. Yes, you can. And you should. And you will.
It's the one that goes, I never loved nobody fully, always one foot on the ground.
You sound great.
No.
You sound
so
amazing.
I can't believe I just sang in front of the woman who wrote Let It Go. But she had just sung for me Bohemian Rhapsody of all songs and really committed to it. And when somebody is singing a cappella and there are no instruments to hide behind and they're just singing in front of you face to face and they ask you to join in, I guess you have to. There's a vulnerability to the whole project that I'd kind of forgotten about, a vulnerability that doesn't come up too often in your normal life in New York City. I never loved nobody fully, always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sound. I hear in my mind all of these voices. I hear in my mind all of these words. I hear in my mind all of this music, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart. Oh, I can't do it anymore.
When it breaks my heart,
I can't do it.
The New Yorker's Gia Tolentino singing along with Regina Spektor.
So soft. Suppose I never ever.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.